Both sides of the fracking debate were out in full force during a recent community festival for the city of Broomfield. Voters there will decide whether to pass a five-year fracking moratorium.
You guys Broomfield voters?
Huh?
Are you Broomfield voters?
Yes, actually. 18, correct?
18, perfect. Yeah. Have you heard about Question 300?
No.
Several women, including Dottie Roski, are passing out literature for the organization Our Broomfield. The group is fighting to stop fracking. Roski says fracking isn't good for anyone, and she thinks it contaminates the ground, water, and air. She wants the oil and gas industry to slow down.
They keep getting closer and closer and closer to populations. So maybe one day they'll want to build down my street. I don't know. But right now I'm fighting for the people who are at risk.
Public concern over hydraulic fracturing has ratcheted up in recent years as drilling moves into more and more communities. This fall, residents of Boulder, Lafayette, and Fort Collins will also vote on anti-fracking ballot initiatives. Residents in the city of Longmont already voted to ban fracking.
It's an industrial process. I think it's fair and reasonable to ask questions about it.
Former Republican State Representative Dom Beasley chairs the Broomfield Balanced Energy Coalition. While questions are understandable, he thinks an outright ban or moratorium on the practice is the wrong approach. Beasley says fracking is safe and carries a small footprint.
We have to tap this resource responsibly. If we don't, it's sort of like denying a man who's dying of thirst of water. The resources are there. We know we can extract them safely. You know, if we deny ourselves these resources, energy costs go up, jobs go down, and people's lives are worse off.
Supporters of fracking also say stringent environmental rules are already in place. Republican Mike Shelton sits on the Broomfield City Council.
We try to look at this as any other industry. What would we do to protect it? And we just look for the things that's specific to that industry. So it's air quality, soil quality, water quality, certainly.
The recent flooding along the Front Range has only highlighted the stark divide over the issue. At one point, close to 2,000 oil and gas wells were shut down because of the floodwaters. Images of dirty water and toppled storage tanks quickly went viral.
So it's been, unfortunately, creating a lot of fear among our community members at a time when we really need to be coming together to do a response and recovery efforts.
Tisha Schuler heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. The industry group is tracking what they call notable oil spills along the South Platte River. Governor John Hickenlooper says it could have been much worse.
When you look at the amount of water going through that river, it will process these pollutants very, very rapidly. Not that any pollution is a good thing, but in a flood of this magnitude, to have as little as we've had.
But for activists in the environmental community, the governor's comments aren't reassuring. Sam Schaubacher is with Food and Water Watch. He says the spills will create long-lasting impacts.
We're talking about tens of thousands of toxic chemicals floating down the river, potentially ending up in communities next to homes on agricultural land. I think that we are just beginning to see the extent of the devastation. It clearly demonstrates why these ballot measures are going forward to stop fracking.
The Colorado Department of Natural Resources says it won't speculate on how it would respond if voters pass the measures. Colorado has already joined a lawsuit with the oil and gas industry against the city of Longmont for its voter-approved fracking ban, arguing it violates state law. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.